Today, I'm going to talk through some reviews that have come in for the Building Better Humans project, thanks to you guys. And I'm also going to talk about why I designed the Design Your Life program, and I think it is a perfect start point for whatever you want to change in your life.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. So as mentioned, I'm going to go through some reviews because I do want to thank you, and I know that some people can't get them through to us on Apple because I'm just not using Apple. And I've had a few people asking about that. And obviously, I was specifically asking for Apple because that's how it puts it in front of people. I don't know how Spotify does that because there's not a review process, as I understand. But anyway, we're just coming off, just so people know, a weekend that has been phenomenal for our team. I do want to mention that. Taylor defended her Australian bantamweight title successfully on Fox Sports, on KO. She won every single round of a really tough fight against Kylie Fulmer, who was 7 wins and 1 loss. So it was a massive bounce back fight for us after coming off a very tight split decision loss against Shannon O'Connor, which, you know, we dispute, but it is what it is. You have to rest with that result. So it was really, you know, a great performance from Tay. A lot of stuff going in leading up to that fight, but mentally she was able to compartmentalize that and get herself in the ring and do what needed to be done, and that's really important. A massive improvement on the previous fight, massive improvement over the 6 months that we've been working together. But the real test for us is what actually happens once we get in the ring, and she really showed what she's capable of. And, you know, triple world champion Jeff Fenwick was just in awe of her, and consistently throughout the broadcast was saying that she's as good as anyone he's seen in the world. And I have to agree with him, although I don't have the depth of travelling the world with boxing that he does. So it's kind of nice to get that feedback. So Taylor Robinson now back in the winning circle, and really looking forward to a massive year next year. She's got 3 televised fights already booked for the beginning of the year. And this kid's only 23 years of age. And a large part of any success that I attribute to what I do or how I do it comes from what are the people around me achieving, because that's really important. If you're someone that works in the personal development space in any form, I want to look at the people around you and know that they're succeeding at what they want, not at what you want. And you can look at us and you can look at our team, and, you know, from the athletes like Jaden down at the Storm at the moment, or Taylor, you know, defending a title on TV and having a really good performance, but right through to the everyday people, the mums and the dads and the school students and the people that come on programs and so on and so forth. It's just, you look around us and you can see a general elevation of people. Sammy, who's, you know, does our videography, who's a good mate of ours, and he runs a business called The Story House here in Brisbane. He's been filming with a couple of mates of his, Laz and Matt, a documentary on Taylor, which will come out at some point. And he messaged me after the fights because he's been traveling to the last few fights with us, the whole team has. And he said, the thing I noticed differently about Taylor and about the other fighters is the team, is the people around them. You can see this energy in them. They're all about her as the athlete, not about themselves. And there's just this really good, positive, upbeat energy. And that's the best compliment I could have received. Again, these things are not about me. They never have been. But they're about the other people. They're about the Ubuntu theory. For me to succeed, I need other people to succeed. I want to see you succeed. And if you're failing and we're not able to help you, then I'm not really doing my job. So it was a powerful weekend for us. It was a massive weekend for Tay. She's a very, very high-performing athlete. So there's no doubt that she looks at herself harshly and wants to see immediate improvement. And that's okay. But my job is to make sure that she understands how far she's come. And then we keep adding on those layers of improvement. So if you have access to KO and Fox, you can go back and watch those fights. It's on the Isaac Hardman and Adam Stowe undercard, and that's what it'll be titled under. Now, some of these reviews that have come in have been fantastic, so I just wanted to share them just because, again, it's a good way for you guys, I guess, to hear what other people are thinking, and just to let you know, I truly appreciate them. Now, when you do these through Apple, they come with usernames, so it might not be your actual name or whatever. So if I get those wrong, I apologize. But this first one is from Stephanie, and it says, the best podcast I've listened to. Absolutely love your podcast. I'm a 26-year-old female, and I find your episodes very insightful, beneficial, motivational, and encouraging to be the best person I can be. I've been a listener for about 1 year and loving it. I look forward to listening to all of your new podcasts each week. Keep it up, and thank you. So you're welcome, Steph. Thank you for the feedback. This one I like by Jadis Lee, which was Sagamartha Spirit. And for those that don't know what Sagarmatha is. Sagarmatha is the local name for Mount Everest. And Jadis Lee wrote, Glenn calls it mountain mindset. I call it Sagarmatha spirit. It is the positive, humble resilience you have when you realize it is not the mountain you conquer, but yourself. I really enjoy Glenn's insightful interviews. Thanks for continuing to bring us this pragmatic, positivity every week. So you're welcome, Jadis. Nadara, and I hope I'm saying that right, Nadara just says, get everyone you know listening. I second that. If you've got friends, get them listening, because we're trying to build a tribe of people that feel inspired, feel motivated, feel happy more times than they don't. And Mark sent one through that just said, real personal development. The best personal development podcast, without a doubt. Someone that is really changing lives. Love the podcast, and Glenn has made a change in my mindset, and I've never met him. So, Mark, I hope we meet one day, mate, because everything you hear on this show is real. The energy that we bring, and I say we because it is much bigger than me these days, the energy that we bring is real, and you don't leave conversations with myself or anyone in my team or even members of our gym or anywhere in our circle without feeling better for the experience. You honestly don't. I'll give you two more for today, and then I'll give it a rest. I don't want this to be like I'm trying to sell myself. You're already listening, or you wouldn't be this far into this episode. So if you've just happened to stumble across this show for the first time, hey, jump over and rate it if you like it. But you know, this isn't a typical episode. This one came from Sam, and just said, a program that is real about getting real, and who doesn't need that? And I agree, who doesn't need that? And that's a large part of the 12-week Design Your Life program, and I'll talk about that in a moment for you. And the last one for today says, a great way to start the day, and this is from Stu, and it says, definitely makes me feel like I can still make a difference. Glenn is now the voice in my head that I've needed for a long time. I have three teenage children, and I love how I can have his podcast going while we're in the car going to school, and hope they take as much away from them as I do. So thanks for that, Stu. And actually, that's a really good point. Like, I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I spent 17 years in the army. I've been in tough combat sports my whole life. And so swearing's not an issue for me. I'm like anyone else. But I go out of my way not to swear on this show. Now, I know kids listening swear, and the young people out there, I get it. But I wanted this show to not have that in it purely because I've spoken at schools, and they like to recommend the podcast to young people, and schools will not recommend it if I'm using language. It's that simple. And they can't, purely because they cop a lot of flack from, you know, parents and other people if they were to allow that in. Now, schools aren't silly. They know that you swear. Mums and dads aren't silly. They know that you swear. But I also want to teach people that, in my opinion anyway, when we swear in a professional format like this, it's just a really lazy form of vocabulary. And I'll tell you a story around that. On the weekend, when Taylor was fighting, we had Fox Sports there, and Fox Sports come into your corners, and every now and then, they'll be in one corner and then the other with just, they'll have the camera in both corners, so they're showing a bit of what's happening, but they only put the microphone in one corner. So they'll listen to one corner, then they'll listen to the next corner, and in between that, you'll have the commentators talking. And I was talking to Tay, and we're coming into, I believe it was the last round. You know, she was tiring. It was a tough physical fight, even though she was winning every round. And I was really starting to amp her up a little bit. And I dropped the F-bomb. Now, I swear, Tay swears, we're fighters. This is what we do. But it's not our typical language all of the time. But I'm very conscious of where the cameras are, and I'm very conscious of where the microphones are, typically. So, you know, I was just kind of giving her a little bit of a rev up, like in a positive way, and I dropped the F-bomb. And then I just looked up and I saw the microphone there. And in that moment, in the heat of battle, whilst we're defending that title, I was still disappointed in myself. I still stored that in the back of my brain saying, hey, you're better than that, and you shouldn't have done that. And so it is what it is. There's not much I could do about it at the time. We finished what we were there to do. We defended that title. I went back home that night. So about 11 o'clock at night, I watched it on KO. And fortunately, they didn't pick it up because the commentators were talking over me at that point in time. So all's well that ends well. But again, that's about having a personal standard for yourself, and that is my standard. And when we're talking about that stuff and talking about having personal standards, the other thing I want to talk about very quickly today is people come to me all the time, and I'm talking on a weekly basis. I'll get emails or messages through saying, hey, I want to change my mindset. I want to change something in my life. Can we do sessions together? What's my start point? And I'm going to tell you the start point. The start point, quite literally, is the 12-week Design Your Life program. I think it's the easiest way to engage with me initially. If you want to work with me one-on-one, and I do have a limited capacity, but if you want to do that, I'm going to do a lot of the work that's in the Design Your Life program with you one-on-one. It's going to cost you a lot more money, but we're going to do it one-on-one. And the reason that we do that is because it builds a foundation. The way that program is built is you need to understand who you are before you can understand what it is that you're after, before you can then work out how do you get it. And those are the three facets of that program. So working out who you are, and so I do that largely in the program. So if you do the program first and then want to come and do one-on-one with me, you've already done all of the base work. So you've got the base work out of the way. So we might do one session where we go through that, rehash it, see where you're at with it, and make sure you have done that work adequately. And if anything, maybe one or two sessions where we're tweaking some things, give you a different understanding, you might have some questions around it, and then we can go into the deeper work in the one-on-one, if that makes sense. But if you don't do that work first, then we're going to do that work anyway, but it's going to take us probably six sessions to get through that work. Now, I get that some people prefer to do that work with me because we can go more in depth on each session right then and there. So it accelerates what is a 12-week process into six sessions. So you can do that in 6 weeks or 3 weeks if you're doing two sessions a week and you're doing the homework. So I get that. And that's an option that you get to choose. But ultimately, if you want to change something and we're getting to that time of year, maybe it's a great Christmas gift to give someone, is to buy them that program, give them access to life-changing material. And I truly, honestly believe that. This is not a marketing thing. It's just what I believe. It's raw. It's real. It's effective if you do the work. That could be a great program to give someone, or it could be a great program to give yourself so that you go into 2022 feeling different, feeling better, feeling in control. That's it, team. I'll chat to you guys again on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.